The Ray Darcy Show with Toyota. In a survey of 8 million cars, the most reliable car in Germany. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
Only in Kerry, Philip King. It's hard to follow that, isn't it? Clancy, the singing dog.
Very difficult to follow that.
Were you familiar with Clancy?
I was. Oh, you were? I was, yeah. As singing dogs go, he was excellent.
He was, yes.
And he had a country tinge to him, you know?
Pitch perfect.
Pitch perfect. Yeah, he was an ideal man. Another voice, really.
Yeah, all right, another voice, yeah, as opposed to other voices. So every time we come to Kerry, we have to talk to you, Philip King, because although you're not a Kerry man, you're an adopted Kerry man, I suppose, now, are you? They've adopted you.
Yeah, I suppose I could be an adopted Kerry man. Looking over at walking on cars here to see whether I'm getting the thumbs up or not. But I came here as a young fella. I came to West Kerry as a young fella in the middle of the 60s, really, clutching one Pink Floyd single, See Emily Play, and I never went back, in my head. When my girls were born in Dublin, we decided to leave about 20 years ago and came west to West Kerry, and I'm there ever since.
Yeah, and you're a good ad for West Kerry.
But it's a fantastic place. Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful to be here in this particular cafe doing what you're doing. The best of things, you know? The best of music. Just watching Dervla O'Rourke, listening to what's going on in the cafe here. You know, that notion of being the best at something. We have a natural resource in this country, a natural resource of imagination. And if we're motivated and if we're psychologically orientated correctly, people and citizens in this country will give of themselves in a huge way to make this country a great place. We hear a lot of ads. We hear a lot of marketing outside of the state where people are saying, come to Ireland, it's a great place. Bring up your family in Ireland, it's a wonderful thing. Set up your business in Ireland, it's a great thing. Yeah. Come and be with us.
I know where this is going.
We must do things for ourselves.
They should have ads on the telly saying telling us how brilliant we are.
Yeah, because
that's what they should have. Because during the 9 o'clock news.
Yeah, because
Irish people, you're brilliant. We are great.
Yeah. And we were, you know.
You gathered together the best of our talent in the Albert Hall there what was it called?
Kalura.
Which is a celebration.
Yes.
Kalura.
It's a celebration, but it's also shot through with the sort of a memory, a sense of something, of who we are. It was a really remarkable night. It was the 10th of April. It was the first time the first citizen of Ireland, the President, Michael D. Higgins, went and accepted an invitation to visit the Queen in an official capacity. And we were honoured to be asked to get out a blank sheet of paper and see what could we do in an event that would encompass a sense of Ireland. And it was an amazing night. And the thing that made the night was the audience. There were people in that audience from 9 to 90. There were tunnel tigers, people who built the roads of England. What is it? Hares run free on the Wicklow Mountains, wild geese fly and foxes play. Down in the depths are the tunnel tigers. They're driving a tunnel through the London clay. Many of them would have left places like this. Ewan McCall's song, the Tunnel Tigers. Okay, and there were doctors, dentists, people who have made good. There were young hipsters in Dalston. And the thing that bonded them together was the music that came off the stage. And it was a remarkably powerful thing. There's something emotionally bonding in the music that comes out of this country that binds together a disparate and sometimes very dispersed diaspora that gives us a sense of who and what we are in a big world.
And in the big world, obviously, people look at what you're doing in other voices and they say, I want a bit of that.
Because
you get big names.
You do.
For what it is, people are coming that you wouldn't think would come.
Yeah. I mean, just the heart of the matter, really, is the music that comes out of here. People like walking on cars. But going back 13 years ago, Damien Rice, you know, did his first major television gig in a tiny church in Dingle in front of, 80 people. And, Glenn was there. Imelda May came. Yeah. Conor O'Brien started his career there.
Yeah.
And all of them were on the stage of the Albert Hall. It's about building that bond of trust. Yeah. And, of course, then, the National, Elbow, Snow Patrol, the late Amy Winehouse, God rest her. All of those people came to be in this place. They don't come for the money because there isn't any. They come because they sense we have something. We have something that is inspirational, uplifting and empowering and great. And we should know that ourselves.
Do you ever think of politics, Philip? Do you ever think of going into politics?
Neither with a large capital P nor with a small P.
But we
have something fantastic. And I mean, you have it here.
Other voice this year, we know that walking cars are on the bill. When do you start recording?
A week next Friday, the 12th of December.
And you do it over how many days?
12th, 13th, 14th and 15th. And it's an amazing gathering up of musicians. Some amazing things. King Creosote are coming from Scotland. Young Fathers, the Mercury Prize winners are coming. Damien Rice is coming back. Wild Beasts, De Laurentiis, All We Are, Walking on Cars, In the Other Room, Cloud Castle Lake, a band that are beginning to make a lot of waves in England, are going to be with us. And somebody said to me the other day that Ben Howard was cleaning his strings and sort of beginning to sort of wax down his strings. And
so he's going to be there as well.
Well, you know, you
wouldn't mention his name if he wasn't going to be there.
Well, I could listen. The political answer would be I couldn't possibly comment on that. Right. Yeah.
So Ben Howard at Other Voices this year.
Well, who's to say? And Jesse Ware was going to be making away from England, so we're going to have a ball, and there will be.
And when's the last time Damien Rice was on?
I think it was 2006.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's been quite some time.
And he's moved to Iceland.
Yes, amongst other places, he's been spotted in Iceland. I believe he was spotted in a cave in Arizona as well.
Right, recording or just potholing or
hard to say. Right. No matter of conjecture here.
Right. Well, that's going to be special. I was at he played one gig in the were you at that?
I wasn't at that, I heard it was fantastic.
Oh. It was just him and a guitar, and it was just amazing. It was really, you're thinking 2 hours now, he's not going to keep our attention for 2 hours, but he did. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, you could hear a pin drop, I know that's a cliche, but you could. You're still enjoying, and you're broadcasting from, are you still broadcasting on Sunday night?
Oh, there I was, perched up last night on the old Wild Atlantic Way, as they're now calling it. Broadcasting to the world, and it's, you know, sitting in front of a microphone, you know, in a place like that on a wet November evening is a huge privilege. And that business of communication, that thing of being able to speak out to the world and wondering what's out there, fills me with a sense of wonder and delight, and I just really, really love doing it.
It must be a pleasure to do it every Sunday evening, just go down down the road, is it?
Down the road. Drive over and... let yourself in, turn yourself on, tune in and drop out.
Are you going to stay? Because the lads are going to sing another song for us. And I know you, because you still have time to say no to them on the Other Voices if they really mess up. I'm joking.
No. And when are you coming to Dingle?
We'll be back to Dingle soon. We'll have to go
back.
We have a map up at the office, and then we have to go. We've been there too many times.
Could I press you on that now?
Right, okay. We will be back to Dingle. Philip King, ladies and gentlemen. Part of the Dingle Tourist Board. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray Darcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding, helpful people.